Word on the street. Switch and save on services and repairs at Automasters.
Hey, John, what's your word on the streets?
Hey, to the minute.
You there, John?
Oh, sorry, yes, hello.
Hello,
oh,
mate. Yeah,
sorry, look, I was actually just ringing, so I'm a bit nervous. I'm just ringing, actually. We just got information from our... We play wobble with the three of our kids from under 12s, 14s and under 18s, daughter. And we've just been told that there's no basketball this weekend. BWA have been fighting all day to try and get some clarification from the McGowan government to see whether we can play indoors without masks, because as you can appreciate, it's pretty extreme.
Yeah.
And they've basically categorically said no.
So what, well, so, hold on, indoor basketball for children, John, this weekend has been cancelled?
Been cancelled. 30,000 kids are missing out.
That's absolutely ridiculous.
You're very furious, and I've been talking to a few people, obviously from the club managers and also people higher up and so forth, and everyone's just very frustrated because, you know, you've got netballs across the board, football across the board, 50,000 people at the footy, but yet no indoor basketball. Even if the parents had to wear masks, everyone obviously would have done the right thing, of course, and QR codes, et cetera.
But hold on, John. The kids at the moment, the primary school children in particular, they're able to go to school and not have to wear a mask all week. It's been fine this week. So why can't they go and play basketball this weekend at an indoor court?
No idea, man. Apparently, if they mask up, they can. But you can't run around for an hour and a half with a mask on indoor. That's just ridiculous.
This is stupid, John. This is absolutely stupid because they've been able to go to school this week and not wear a mask. I know secondary school students have had to wear masks. But even that, in the slightest, we're moving and easing restrictions. And now, what did you say? 30,000 basketball players this weekend won't be able to run around and get that much-needed exercise and community sport that they're looking forward to.
We've got, obviously, these things are obviously privately run, business, money. I mean, it's tight as it is. It's just getting harder and harder to continue to keep doing these things. And if this happens on a regular basis, how can you run a business doing that? You know what I mean? That's very frustrating. I'm just ringing up just on behalf of everyone because I'm sure there's a lot of other parents very frustrated because these kids have been training since January.
Yep. No, it makes no sense, John. Yeah. And I've just got an email from Rebecca saying the same thing. Talk about basketball being cancelled, please, Ollie, all weekend. The state government's requiring the players to wear masks. So it's the same intel there as John. I've got devastated children and this will decimate the local sporting clubs as we are going to go now 3 weeks without any basketball games. Contradictions, given that training was allowed to go ahead this week with masks. However, masks are being required this weekend to actually play, but the boys have been training all week without them in line with the government restrictions. Please. I mean, we've got primary school children who've been running around all week, being able to go to class as well indoors, not required to wear a mask. Now they're being told they can't play a game of basketball over the weekend.